Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I saw him dancing there by the wreck of the ship.
Wow. 37 years ago to the day, this song hit number one. Keeper.
March 20.
Staying power. Dance dates.
Wow, 1982.
11:50. Who sings this, Dan?
Jesus. I think I could come up with this, but I'd probably have some wrong answers that you would mock.
Joan Jett. Didn't it?
Yeah. I would have gotten to her eventually.
Yeah, you probably would have.
Yeah, I would have listed, like, you know.
Dance dates in a half hour. A
few others.
All right. Let's take a couple calls here before we get into something interesting at the bottom of the hour. Big concert coming up. I don't know what you'd pay to go. You'd have to pay me a lot of money to go. Talking a lot of money. Money that you might not have.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris in the car. What do you got, Chris?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
Chris.
So I was thinking, if Arizona doesn't take Kyler Murray with the first pick, I mean, this could affect a lot of things because the Raiders are the next team because San Francisco and the Jets have quarterbacks. So
what are the Raiders there at? 3 or 4? 4, right?
The Raiders are at 4. San Francisco and the Jets are at 2 and 3, so they have QBs.
Right.
So if the Raiders take Kyler Murray at 4, do you think Flores and the Dolphins would trade the 13th pick to get Carr? And if Arizona does take Kyler Murray, do you think the Patriots would make a run at Josh Rosen?
I'll answer your Dolphin question real quick. They just signed Ryan Fitzpatrick, so I think they're all set there. And they gave him a decent contract. So I don't think they'd want to take Carr on.
Isn't he a placeholder? Is he just like a...
Well, Carr's making a lot of
money. Well, he's 2 years, $13 million, so he's making, like, below average money. Like, he's not the solution. He's a stopgap.
Well, he was the first to get paid in that Garoppolo class. Yeah, I remember when he signed that first deal. But other than that, what was your second question?
The second question was, if Arizona does take Kyler Murray, do you think Josh Rosen could end up backing up in New England? Because the Patriots have plenty of draft capital.
Yeah, you could for a dirt pick. I mean, you could take a flyer on a guy for that. I wouldn't trade a 1 or 2 for him.
What do you think Arizona would take? Yeah, I don't know. But
I don't think the going rate for Josh Rosen is very high right now.
Fair enough, yeah. That's what you're thinking.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are teams out there with quarterback needs that were going after people. You know, you trade Ryan Tannehill. You trade Ryan Tannehill to Tennessee. Fitzpatrick goes down there, and Bortles is out west now. He's with the Rams, so it's Barstool West again out there. He and Goff together. If they really thought there was a market for Rosen, you would have put it out there prior to start a free agency and try and coop some picks for it. But I just don't think there is a market for him.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care.
All right. See you, buddy.
Good draft talk. Good call. Really glad you were here.
Yeah. you could have handled that?
No.
Why would you fill in today if you couldn't handle it?
Because you're here
for
the draft.
Take the check, baby. That's right.
No, I'm here for you. I'm here for Mookie Betts. I'm here for Bob Kraft. I'm not here for the draft.
You like Connecticut?
The school? Or
Nah, just the place, Connecticut. Like,
you know, I mean, I mocked them quite a bit you know, over the years.
All right. Let's go to Jim in Connecticut. Weird, you know. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
I drove through Connecticut the other day. It's pretty nice.
Parts of it are, yes.
Yeah. Shaughnessy hates it.
No, I don't. Parts of it are nice. Yes, what do you got?
What, are you going to walk?
Yeah, I think with the Red Sox situation is that they're going to have to lose some players. They'll keep some, but they'll lose some. And I think one choice is you keep Betts or you lose them. I'd rather lose them and keep Bogarts and Jackie Bradley. I think he's still got some upside. And the same situation with Sales. I think.
So you think at 31, Jackie Bradley still has some more upside?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made a drastic change to his batting stance. And I think that's going to make a difference.
Yeah, I don't.
Or you bring up Bogarts, though.
That's a hell of a question.
Devers has a lot of upside. How about Devers?
Yes.
Well, I like Devers.
That kid gets it.
But, Dan, you brought up Bogarts yesterday. What's going on with him?
Not a lot of noise down there. It's, and he is a Boris guy. By the way, the legacy agency represents Mookie Betts. They are so Scott Boris and the legacy agency are the two biggies. Boris is with Bogarts. The legacy agency has Betts.
Wow.
Not a lot of noise coming out of the Bogarts thing. Which to me is it's an acute situation. You don't have any backup at the position. He's 27 exactly. years old. He's won two World Series rings. Knocked in 100 runs last year. He's a good player. He's bigger now.
Never gets talked about. It's always Benintendi. It's Betts. And I know Bogarts gets thrown in there, but he is not viewed in the same breath as the other people.
Well, you get a shortstop.
If you think about it, I think that Bogarts is more important to the team than Betts is.
Well, I wouldn't go that far at this point. Betts is the MVP of the American League, and upside on him is tremendous. But
who's going to play shortstop if Bogarts isn't there?
They don't have anybody.
Right.
Who's your second baseman?
And right field is they may induce J.D. Martinez to stay longer if he can play in the field every day.
He can play in the field every day. I mean, they'd rather not, but he can. He can be out there. I mean, they have some depth at that position.
All right, Jim. Thank you, bud.
They have four outfielders.
All right, let's go to Peter. Peter's up next. What do you got, Peter?
Hey, three quick points on Isaiah, okay? If Isaiah walks, and Isaiah would play 2 years for $20 million, I say why not? Six man off the bench, I say why not? I think the television's rating would go way up for sure. Secondly, no one's explained to me, okay, why Kyrie Irving, everyone's super serious, and I'm sure he is, but Boston's last year when Isaiah was healthy, why is Kyrie a better player than that? And then the third one was
wait, let's go back.
I'm confused by your question.
Do you think Isaiah Thomas is a better player than Kyrie Irving?
No, but I've never heard his numbers are better. I've never heard a concrete. Everyone just says he's better. He's better. He's better.
How about watching the games?
No one has a concrete.
Well, first of all,
oh my God, the year when Isaiah went off, with people calling this radio station comparing his numbers to Larry Bird, which one had the better year?
Irving is eight inches taller than Isaiah Thomas, for starters. He's 8 inches taller, okay, just for starters. He's hit a championship shot in the NBA Finals. He's delivered that thing.
I'm talking about what he's done for Boston. I don't care what he did for Cleveland.
Well, he's been here a year and a half.
Okay, 1 year he was injured. Okay.
Not the whole year.
So I'm going to take this year where he's had a whole year. Why is he so much better than Isaiah Thomas when he was healthy and averaged 29 points?
Because you can't win a championship with a 5'9 point guard in the NBA. He's not that good. He was a good, very good player on a very average team. Kyrie Irving can be a superstar.
Kyrie,
on a championship
6'5,
team.
6'6?
Yeah, 6'5.
But Kyrie Irving was ESPN. He's ranked number 20 in the league. Guard.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, we're not getting anywhere here. So you don't like Kyrie Irving? Understood.
No one can give it.
I watch the games.
For why he's better.
He watches the games.
Open your eyes. Watch the games. If you can't see it, we can't help you.
I watched the games twice.
Well, if you want to marry yourself to Isaiah Thomas over Kyrie Irving, we cannot help you.
No. I said if Kyrie Irving walks, what is the point? What would be the harm in signing Isaiah Thomas?
He can't even play for the Denver Nuggets now. He's not getting minutes over there.
He's washed up.
It's over.
I'm saying if
he's healthy. He had an unfortunate injury.
But there's a lot of ifs in there. You got a lot of ifs and caveats.
You don't go back to this.
If he's healthy, okay, and it's at a ridiculously low price, what would be the harm if Kyrie walks?
I'd say bring back Perk.
Yeah.
That's all. And do you think the television ratings would go up?
No, they don't care about that. No. The ratings are just fine.
You have freaking Kyrie Irving and Gordon
Hayward.
You've
got this love for Isaiah Thomas that is irrational. You know, so there's a picture.
This team is the least likable team in the whole brand.
Wow, okay. Literally is.
Yeah. Well, they have a chance with the talent that they have. That's what you bank on. With the talent they have a chance. With Isaiah Thomas being your best player, you have no chance. Not in this league. Sorry.
All right, take one more call here. Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're up next. What do you got, Ed?
Hi. How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Good. I want to talk about Mookie Betts and the article that was written in the New York Post about a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And about him not opting out and taking that $200 million extension and now seeing all these huge contracts that all these other players are getting. What are the chances that he scores a big $250 million, $300 million with the Red Sox?
Well, he can do that right now. That would be a bargain at this point. After what we've just seen, that would be a bargain. He's not going to go for that now. That ship has sailed.
Yesterday's the best thing that could happen to you, Mookie Betts.
Yeah, it's a good day for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ship
sailed.
This is like, you know, the offer you're talking about is years ago before he was MVP of the American League, before Trout signed for $400 million. So, you know.
Yeah. You now just became the Trey Flowers of defensive line. Get ready for the guaranteed money.
Yeah.
You know what happens to those teams? Those people, they don't stay with their original teams.
And he wants to find out what he's worth. It's very clear.
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel, you know, the Yankees will probably take a stab at him as well.
Well, after 2020, the Red Sox might have to trade him to the Yankees during the next winter. You know, think about that. How'd that go?
Absolutely.
Trade Mookie Betts.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for
all right. All right, coming up next, and the reason I'm going to do this, has been out for a while. I go to a country concert every year. It's like, hey, it's Kenny Chesney. It's easy. It's right there in Foxborough.
He's not coming this year, though.
He's not coming here.
Yeah.
That's right.
Luke Bryan, though.
Yep, he'll be here in June.
Yep, one night only.
Or you could get in a car and drive out of state to Hippie Fest 2019. And I'm glad you're in today, Dan Shaughnessy, because you probably live Woodstock, the original one.
I was in high school. I remember it.
You probably have a lot of comments.
New people who went.
About the positives and negatives of taking this many people and putting them up in the hills of New York. We talk about the new Woodstock next.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel. More duct tape. A hammer. This random 2x found in the basement. Another bucket. More tape. A little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes.
Where you can clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okay, so Woodstock 50 is coming this summer.
That's my man, Stephen Stills.
I don't care. Right, I got the list of bands.
Written by Joni Mitchell, who was not at Woodstock.
I have no clue who she is. Oh. 3-day event. There's 3 days of this crap.
Yes.
A bunch of hippies. I remember when I was a little kid. My aunt used to have long hair. She used to do a peace sign. Yeah. And it had the peace signs hanging. I think they actually had one of those vans, like a VW van.
Oh, nice.
They're coming back now.
I think sweet.
New electric version.
I'd take one, and I'd put a surfboard right on top of it. I don't even surf, just because it looks cool. And what Mr. Sid actually has a cooler, like the van, like the dune buggy van with the surfboard. Pretty expensive. You go in there and get a nice one. It's good for the beach for the summer. So do you remember anything about the original Woodstock?
Yes. I mean, I was not there.
Or did you wish you were there? I mean, obviously you were in high school.
Those who were there don't remember it either. You know, that was because of the brown acid. It was a problem.
So the problem was the amount of drugs, the rain... Right?
Mud.
The defecation of nowhere to go to the bathroom. Yep. As you just do it to yourself, and you just stand out in the rain and sleep in the mud.
It was gross.
And cars got stuck there and they couldn't get out.
Yeah, rainstorms.
Disgusting.
Near electrocutions.
They thought that went over so well, let's continue to maybe do this again.
Well, of course. They're going to exploit that.
So it's Woodstock 50. You want to hear the bands on day one?
I'm looking at it. You can tell me.
The Killers. Thumbs up across the board, right? Killers, good.
Yeah, they're good, yeah.
Good. Miley Cyrus, we know her.
Yeah.
Santana.
They were the first one.
Okay, so 3 for 3. The Lumineers. The Raconteurs. Robert Plant.
Led Zeppelin.
Is he with Led Zeppelin?
He's one of the two forces. That is not
this song sucks. Who's this?
Lumineers.
Yeah, turn it off. Thank you.
That was okay. Silver Linings Playbook.
So Robert Plant is Zeppelin.
It was a football movie. Yes.
So he'll do Stairway to Heaven and all that.
He's capable.
Ah! Yeah.
He doesn't have Jimmy Page, but he could help you out.
Get ready for that. Oh. John Fogerty. Good.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Nathaniel Ratliff. Ratcliffe. No, it's Ratliff. I haven't heard of him.
Oh, so you heard that many times. You've heard Nathaniel Ratliff many times. That was one of
sweats.
Our bands.
And the Night Sweats. Would, give me a little bit of Jim, if you can bring that up. A little Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Run the Jewels. Next band. The Head and the Heart. That's the actual name of a band. The Head and the Heart. Hey, get my wooden spoon out. Gonna wash my clothes on my washboard. Hey, gonna get you. That reminds me of.
Remember the first time you heard this music bed run out of the system?
Yeah, when Steve Martin. Remember when Steve Martin left his black family from The Jerk?
Oh, yeah, The Jerk.
Yeah, that was
a funny movie.
I got my dog Bleep and my lamp, and he sent. I can only send 49 cents. He hates these cans. Yeah, that song reminds me of The Jerk. Okay. So. We have Michael Franti in Spearhead. Anybody know who they are?
No.
Michael Franti and Spearhead.
Never.
Pass. Anderson East.
Nope.
Pass. Princess Nokia.
Who?
Nothing.
Princess Nokia.
Nope.
John Sebastian.
Yes. He was there at the original. 11 Spoonful.
Oh.
Oh.
Interesting. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 out of maybe 12 recognized there on day one.
Day one.
And you said Miley Cyrus, sir?
Yeah. Day one's kind of the day I think you need to go, right? You open it up, you want to be there on day one. It's kind of cool. Okay, we're here, absorb it. I think day two is the one where maybe you want to head back home, take a nap, stock back up on food to come back for day three. Because here's your day two lineup. Dead and Company.
And that's the... surviving members of the Grateful Dead who were at the first.
I'd rather run through Plate Glass Windows.
Phil Lesh.
Head first.
They're coming to Foxborough. Phil Weir.
Chance the Rapper. Mickey Heard Mark. Of him. Mm. Chance the Rapper. That's a good one. Okay, this is where it gets really downhill. This is at number three. Black Keys. Not Black Eyed Peas. Black Keys. Sturgill Simpson. Stop me if you've heard of these people. Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, Greta Van Fleet.
Who's she?
I've heard of her. I don't know who she is. Okay. I've heard of her. Heard the name. I'm not a music guy.
Portugal.
Band? Portugal?
So Greta Van Fleet's not a person. It's a band. The new band that sounds like Led Zeppelin.
Well, Hart Sarge hasn't heard of her either.
I have no idea who it is. So there you go. Heard the name, but there you go. Portugal, the band?
Leon Bridges.
Nope.
Is that Todd Bridges' brother? Gary Clark Jr.
Didn't even know senior.
Ed Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros.
Nope.
Tom, you're a hip kid. You hear any of this? Jesus. Yeah, Friends.
It's Greta Van Fleet.
I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour.
It's just like Led Zeppelin.
Not really. That's another hearty riff.
Yeah, that's rocket. A rejoiner.
Yeah, that's a they call that a rocket rejoiner.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Never heard of Magda. Dawes? D-A-W-E-S? Dawes?
It's new to me.
Dawes? Margo Price?
Pass.
Dan, you here?
Nope.
Margo Price? Nothing? How about Country Joe, Dan?
Yes.
Who's Country Joe?
Country Joe and the Fish original. That's the Fish.
So that's P-H-I. That's them weirdos, right?
Fixing to Die, Rag. Nice. Yeah, that's them.
What about Rival Sons?
Nope.
Emily King. Jesus.
No.
Soccer Mommy.
What's she driving?
And Taylor Bennett. Probably relation to Tony Bennett, right?
Could be.
Okay. Check that up.
Could be his mom.
So I would say, like, pretty good assumption here, right, guys? Just go buy this day two dud?
Yeah, I'd take a pass.
Day two, go home, go bathroom, shower.
Taylor Bennett is definitely not related to Tony Bennett.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear day three, the final day.
Let's do it.
The grand finale. Mm. Oh, woo-hoo. Jay-Z.
He's famous.
It's a good one.
Imagine Dragons.
They're pretty good.
Halsey. We're off to a good start here. Cage the Elephant. Wow, saving the best for last here. Brandi Carlile. Got me on that one. Janelle Monáe. Like, make money, money.
Oh, is that the song?
Yeah, no. I just saw her name. How about Young the Giant?
Nope.
I don't know.
Courtney Barnett?
Yeah, skip on down.
How about Common?
Nope.
Vince Staples?
Yes, Common. Common's very popular rapper.
Common, is it? Right. They're a Common rapper?
Common?
Common? I never heard of him. Give me something. Watch, see, and boom. There goes. It's like a top 40 thing or something. Common.
I have to really look to see if I can play something from him.
Well, that's okay. We'll just keep going. Vince Staples. How about Judah and the Lion? Is this like Big Head Todd and the Monsters? Tom, you ever hear of Judah and the Lion? Thank you. How about Earl Sweatshirt?
Earl Sweatshirt.
Boy,
no.
Getting ripped off here. Man, what's a Jay-Z performance?
Have you heard of these guys?
No.
Yeah, the Jay-Z and Imagine Dragons.
Boy Genius.
Nope.
I think I've heard of Boy Genius. The Zombies. Heard of the Zombies, obviously, right?
I guess.
How about Canned Heat?
Yes. Original. 1969.
Really? How old are these guys?
Up the country. There's a big motorcycle ad. You see that one of those Geico ads or something.
How about Hot Tuna?
Yep.
Hot Tuna's the name of a boat that I watch on Wicked Tuna.
They go back.
Nat Geo.
They might have been at the original.
How about Pussy Riot?
They're famous.
You ever hear of Pussy Riot?
Yes. A lot of controversy around them.
Huh.
They kept getting arrested over in the Soviet Union, right? Somewhere.
Yeah, they are from Moscow, yeah.
Yeah.
Play me something from Pussy Riot,
Jim. Been arrested many times. Very social activists, protesters.
Jim's still trying to find something from
Pussy
famous.
Riot.
Staged a performance inside one of the big cathedrals over there.
Yeah.
Sacrilegious. He's
gotten a lot of ink over the years.
Jerry Glazer.
Nope.
I'd say this sucker's a dud.
I'd probably, if you were to pick one of the three,
How much would you have to be paid to go to that?
I wonder if it's at Max Yasgur's farm again.
Oh, yeah, same spot.
Max Yasgur's farm.
In New York.
Yeah, it's a 13-hour drive.
I don't know. I mean, if you're to go one of the three.
One road in, one road out. It's like the Kentucky Derby.
It's like Foxborough.
Like, once you're there, you ain't leaving, bro.
I may, you know what? Do you put Jay-Z last on day three?
Yeah.
I would.
Keep the crowd there.
Just push.
Wait a minute.
Oh, here we go. So here's Pussy Riot. Make America great again. What do you
want it to be? Told you, social activist. Do you know that the wall has two sides? Not afraid to get arrested. Is free. Did your mama come from Mexico? Papa come from
Palestine? Seeking all through Syria, crossing all the borderline. Jesus Christ.
Catchy.
Not a big fan of Woodstock 50. I'd say Gillette Stadium, Luke Bryan, much better.
Mm.
Much better waste of time.
Too bad Crosby, Stills, Nash are feuding. Otherwise, they could get them headline the whole thing.
People are not happy, by the way.
Of what?
That you don't like these bands.
Who's not happy?
Callers.
So the people that listen to our show that have a pretty good handle of what we dig, and especially what I dig as a music guy, are shocked that I don't know these people's names.
It's insulted all their taste.
Yes, a lot of them are shocked, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Am I same guy every day? Do I come in and say, hey, play Pussy Riot?
I've never heard
you want to ask
that.
Dan in the car? Dan in the car's on the line.
Let's go. Yeah. What's up, Dan?
For someone who sings as much 80s yacht rock, there's some good bands on that. And I'm less mad at you, though, than I am the guys in the booth there. There's some good bands on that list that you just passed by. Listen to two or three songs by the Raconteurs, and you'll be hooked. You'll like the Raconteurs, though.
Are they like the old 99s?
I'm not sure about the old 99s, but Young the Giant. Do yourself a favor.
Yeah.
Go to Pandora. Listen to anything. Listen to, like, a Foster the People.
Oh, I can't stand them.
Really? You're crazy.
Oh, Bumped Up Kicks with the old run sticks. Man,
that's not a song. That's not their best song
by far.
But listen to other stuff. Anything off of their Torches album is good. You'll like Foster the People, though. Give them a shot.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.
Shame on those guys for not filling you in.
Yeah, it's better. You can read it.
Don't sell Day Too Short.
I'm saying, Dan, I'm just trying to look for some help. They're all like, yeah, help.
I gave you a Canned Heat, everybody John agrees. Sebastian. I gave you the old ones.
Sounds like the Celtics. Nobody ever gets mad at them. Yeah. So you do know the Rock Hand Tours, and you hate them.
Who's
hate
the Rock Hand Tours? Here it comes. Get ready.
Oh, yeah.
One of the top three worst rejoins coming back from break in the history of 98.5 The Sports Hub. What's the most annoying sound you've ever heard? Get ready. Here it comes. Hey. Ready. Almost like the Monster Mash headlines. What was that one?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one? It sounded just like the Mash headlines.
This is like the rejoiner you get for Johnson and Flynn. All the time. Yeah, all the one? Time. All the time.
Yeah, it's because you got generic pushing of the button. All right. We'll be right back to your calls. People want to talk about Woodstock 50. Do it next. All right. Yep, we're doing Woodstock next. Damn dates. We're moving it.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better.
All right, sorry about this. More trash representing Woodstock 50. This supposedly is the Black Keys.
Ugh. Good song.
Sounds great.
It's good.
What's he saying?
I don't know.
Oh.
But it's a good song.
It's nice to listen to a song where you have no clue what they're saying.
Who cares?
Well, you like the song.
It's a good song, like, in a sports arena, like, right before the starting lineups are announced.
I kind of like Thunderstruck.
Right before.
Personally, I like Thunderstruck.
No, before.
Yeah, Highway to Hell.
Yeah, that's good, too.
Like, to get the PA guy warmed up, you mean, Sarge?
That's right, Jimmy. You tell him.
Oh, my God. We had the greatest PA guy.
I heard him.
Call
yeah.
in.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, from out west there. Yeah, Springfield.
Good dude.
You should do a little more inflection like he does.
Yeah, we...
Start next.
Yeah, I do it on there. Yeah. On there with
them. My apologies earlier. I said Carmen, and I thought it was Carmen. It's Connor, the band, but I was fired up because of Carmen.
Common, C-O-M-M-O-N, right?
Yeah, I wish it was Carmen. What is Carmen? Yeah,
somebody thought you meant Carmen.
I love Carmen. Carmen's good. Carmen would be a good addition to this. So you got fun out in the sun like this. Tom, would you like to be sucking down some drinks to this or that? Song that you can't understand the words to by the Black Keys. Yeah.
Understanding the
girlfriend
words.
With that more, you know what I mean?
That's all pervading.
Don't sit there and tell me it's a good song if you don't know what the words are. That's what he's trying to tell me.
Really good song. Really good song.
What's the words?
That's never been a standard to apply to a good song. What are the words to Bohemian Rhapsody? You know, no one knows.
Mama.
True.
No one knows what they're talking about.
Yes, you do.
No one. They don't know.
Dude, but Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Every one of their songs has meaning. Paul Simon. No.
Well, those are lyricists.
And Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, that's lyrics.
It's music.
But there's a lot of songs.
I think that, music.
Yeah.
Oh, man, people are upset here. Oof.
No, you brought it on.
No, they're with me. Let's go to Andy, who wants to throw up and vomit when he heard this lineup.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's up?
Dude, this lineup literally makes me want to vomit in my mouth. Like, the reason that you don't know any of these bands because they're all going to be irrelevant tomorrow.
Right.
Like,
10 years, you'll never hear of them again.
You're never going to hear of any of these bands again. The only thing that sucks more than this lineup is Sarge on the radio. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I could feel that coming.
There we go. That one.
That's what you get for having someone who's with you.
Let's go to Tim, who is in Boston. Hi, Tim.
What's up, Zo? How you doing?
Good, pal. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Dan, Sarge, always a pleasure.
So I saw this posting last night, right? I saw a bit. So Big Jim throws it out. So I actually went to Woodstock 94 and Woodstock 99. So
who was there in the 90s?
So Saturday. So the Saturday night for 94 ended with Nine Inch Nails, Metallica, and Aerosmith. So then fast forward 5 years later, we go to Woodstock 99, and the Saturday night was Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine, and Metallica. So the crew that went in 94, you know, we were thinking about maybe, you know, making a mid-40s trip to the 50th year, and I saw that, and I was like, there's absolutely no chance in hell. There's no way I'm going.
No,
out
you
there.
Could say we're gonna go see the pussification of Woodstock and what's happened.
It was absolute trash. But awful. You guys are good. Have a good day.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for
Take
the call.
It easy.
Thank
yep.
you.
That's
All
a
right.
great lineup. 94. Wow. Awesome.
Man. All right, you ready for your headlines?
Yeah.
All right, pal.
It's rock and roll.
We're gonna do more sports and more of this Woodstock stuff on the other side. Sarge has our Hub headlines. 90 seconds, no commercials. We are right back.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.